And now to the worst flooding in the nation of Brazil in more than four decades. Joining us is BBC Brazil correspondent Paulo Cabral. He's in one of the worst affected towns, Teresópolis, which is not far from Rio. Give us a sense, Paulo, of the scale of this flooding and what kind of terrain are we talking about?
Well, it's a huge disaster. Teresópolis is a mountain town here near Rio de Janeiro. It's a 2 hours drive, and it's a very popular holiday destination for people fleeing the oppressive heat of Rio de Janeiro in summer. But now this is all destroyed. I've seen lots of landslides. You know, this is a mountainous area, so of course when it rains a lot, the terrain can get very wet and unstable, and this is what has happened. So I see just those paths of destruction of red earth in the middle of the vegetation here in this place. It's really sad, because this is a beautiful place. This is a beautiful countryside, and it's really trouble in paradise.
And Paulo, you know, we should remind people that in mountainous terrain, as you've noted, the ground can be unstable, but also it causes the water to move very, very rapidly. And so the chance for serious damage and devastating sort of injuries goes way, way up. It's not like what's been going on in Queensland in Australia so much.
You are absolutely right. And Brazil has a known issue, a known problem of housing. And so actually many people here have their houses built on high-risk areas. Like right here in front of me, I'm just by a small river, a stream, and I see a few houses here that are really crumbling. And I see people inside. You know, it's like impossible to have people live in these kinds of settings. I mean, if you look up the hills here in Teresópolis, you're going to see houses hanging from the hillsides. In absolute danger. A few of these houses are fancy holiday ranches and holiday houses, people that also take the risk for having the beautiful view. But in most cases, the people affected and that died because of this tragedy are poor people that have no option but to build their houses in high-risk areas. So, yeah, of course, nature brings the disaster, but it's the action of man that causes the death and the huge damage to property.
Speaking with Paulo Cabral, BBC Brazil correspondent, describing how higher ground is no safety in this worst flooding in more than four decades in Brazil. We have reports here, Paulo, of 500 people killed. Are most of those individuals residents of shanty towns?
Yes, we would not call them shanty towns because they are in the middle of the forest, you know, in a nice setting. So it doesn't look like a favela shanty town of Rio de Janeiro. But yes, poor villages on the hillsides that have been completely destroyed
and
by the streams of mud coming down.
I misspoke by saying shanty towns, but these are unregulated buildings in many cases that have been put up despite with a lack of planning by the government, right?
That's absolutely right. Because in Brazil, when we use the word favelas or shanty towns, usually we have that image of those cramped little houses on the hillsides of Rio de Janeiro in the big cities. So that's why I would not call these communities shanty towns. But they're just as poor and as irregular.
All right, Paulo Cabral, who's a BBC correspondent, speaking to us live from Teresópolis, not far from Rio de Janeiro, in the mountainous region that is at the epicenter of the terrible flooding, the worst in four decades, 500 people dead, at least $400 million earmarked for emergency operations and reconstruction. Paulo, thank you.